Chapter 12, The Big Problem. After a couple blocks, Anna stopped and looked left and right. The hot dog guy said, "We're supposed to walk somewhere over to somewhere, and then we'll be there." "As far as I'm concerned, we've walked somewhere over to somewhere, and now I say we go right, and then we'll probably be there. What do you think?"
"Whatever," mumbled Mo.
"I think," said Tony, "that you should give me your cell phone, Anna, and I'll try to call Mr. G. Maybe I'll have better luck reaching him than you." Anna gave the phone to Tony. Tony dialed the numbers, cocked his head, and held the phone to his ear. After a few seconds, he shook his head back and forth and said, "My luck stinks too."
"Not just your luck," Mo said, pinching his nose.
"Do you know what smells?"
"D-E-O-D-O-R-A-N-T.
Tony ignored Mo. "I got this stupid no reception recording too, Anna. I think that cell phone companies and boys with really long names are impossible to spell."
"S-T-I-N-K, he said as he looked at Mo.
"And also think that you are right, Anna. So right it is. Pretty funny, huh? Right and right?"
"Yeah, it was so funny that you should have your own late night television show," Mo sarcastically replied.
Tony thumped Mo on the shoulder and smiled. "I will have my own show someday, my stinky friend. But first,
things first," Tony said, stepping ahead of Anna and Mo and taking the lead.
"David Letterman, here we come."
The three kids turned right onto 3rd Street and plodded down the sidewalk. Tony stopped abruptly. Anna and Mo ran into the back of him.
"What are you doing?" asked Mo.
"Check it out," said Tony. "I think maybe we've walked somewhere over to somewhere to the, wrong place."
"Wow," exclaimed Tony. "Look at all the motorcycles. There must be 50 of them."
"Choppers, not motorcycles," said Anna. The chrome motorcycles lined up in a perfect row, gleamed in the bright sunlight. Tony walked up to the first motorcycle.
"What a beauty," he said,
lightly stroking the smooth black leather seat. Then he cocked his head to the side and smiled at Mo.
"No," said Mo. "You're not going to do it."
Tony slung his lane over the seat and slid onto the motorcycle. He grabbed the handlebar grips.
"I wonder if my mom would let me have one of these."
Anna slid onto the second motorcycle. She flipped her hair over her shoulder and grabbed the handlebar grips. Anna the biker chick. Much better than Anna Banana.
Mo looked at Anna, then looked at Tony.
"I should have my head examined," he said as he slung his lane over the third motorcycle. Immediately, a shrill alarm sounded from the motorcycle. Mo's eyes seemed to expand to the size of tennis balls.
"Ah!"
he screamed, launched himself towards Anna's motorcycle, and tumbled to the pavement. As he fell, his foot briefly caught on the motorcycle, causing it to teeter back and forth, and then slowly fall to the right. It slammed into the next motorcycle, causing it to slam into the next motorcycle. Within seconds, a chain reaction of motorcycle dominoes crashed down the length of the choppers that lined the street. Numerous alarms blared by the time the last motorcycle toppled to the pavement. Tony and Anna sat on their motorcycles and quietly stared at the debacle. For once in his life, Tony was speechless. Mo slowly stood up, brushed the snowy grime from his pants, and gawked with disbelief. A couple of seconds later, Tony looked at the rearview mirror of his motorcycle.
"Uh-oh," he yelled. "Anna, Mo, we have a problem. A big problem."
The big problem casually leaned against the door and slowly tapped the toe of one of his black motorcycle boots on the sidewalk. Up and down, up and down, up and down. His faded blue jeans looked like they were at least 100 years old. A long ponytail hung over the back of his sleeveless black shirt, and a gold hoop dangled from his left earlobe. Mirrored sunglasses sat on the crooked nose, and a scraggly beard lay over the bulging belly, almost reaching to his big silver belt buckle.
"Aren't you kind of cold?"
yelled Tony.
The big problem didn't say a word. He just crossed his huge tattooed arms over his ample belly and eyeballed the kids.
He stared at them. They stared at him. He said nothing. They said nothing. He took 4 or 5 steps towards the kids and stopped. The door opened and a gang of men and women dressed in black leather jackets and faded blue jeans poured out of the building. They just stopped behind the big problem and fanned out beside him like a flock of geese. Several of them pulled remote controls out of their pockets and turned off the blaring motorcycle alarms. An eerie silence immediately blanketed the city block. An eternity seemed to pass before the big problem grumbled up in a sort of grizzly bear voice and wrapped up in a southern drawl. Congratulations! You kids just wrecked the property that belongs to the Hell's Angels.
Hell's what? Asked Mo.
They're the biggest motorcycle gang in the world, said Anna as she slid from her motorcycle. I think we may have a big problem. Anna, Tony, and Mo moved together. The gang stared at the kids. The kids stared at the gang. The gang said nothing. The kids said nothing. The gang slowly moved towards the kids.
Mo, we really are dead now, said Tony, as the gang closed the gap between life and death.